19-year-old brother-in-law starts working concrete next month. He's pretty dumb and cares too much about his appearance. How can I be sure he has a terrible time?
So he's working with him?
Your brother starts working concrete next month. I think so. Doesn't really say.
Let's assume he's not. Like, what advice could he give his brother to make sure he gets bullied?
If you're trying to bully your brother who's about to start working a construction job, make sure to tell him to be very talkative and to try and make friends with everyone, because everyone wants to make friends with the new guy.
That's what they're there for.
But they're a little bit shy, the workers that already work there. So just make sure you're really outgoing and you're kind of in their face, because they're going to thank you for making the first move on being friends at that job site is what I would recommend.
And also, if one of the older veterans that work there tries to teach you something, make sure you question everything they say, because they're going to respect that you're interested in the project. Yep.
Lots of questions. Mm-hmm. There's no dumb questions on the job site. Yeah,
none.
So just let them rip. I think you also need to brown nose the foreman.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's going to one show initiative to the foreman. He's going to love that. And the rest of the workers, they're going to be like, wow, he talks to the boss, so I don't have to. They're really going to love you brown nosing the boss. And then I would just also don't be afraid to just ask for time off right away, because then it'll show that they're like, wow, this guy really understands work-life balance, and clearly he's going to work hard if he plays hard and gets time off too. So they're going to love that if you take about every Friday off.
Also, pick a nickname for yourself ahead of time and then just tell them that that's your nickname.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure it's something cool too. They'll respect that.
Yeah, like Ryan. If Ryan shows up, he just goes, guys, I'm t-shirt guy. So I'm wearing a t-shirt. What do you guys think? You like that nickname? You guys going to call me that? Call me that. Please call me that. That usually goes over good.
Yeah, I think if you just set the pace, set the tone right away too, just start busting ass, I think everyone else will try and follow too. You guys will get so many more jobs done throughout the summer.
Well, and if they don't follow, you got to talk shit to them. Get them fired up so that they can keep up with you.
Yeah.
Also, you're going to want to make sure that you want to conserve your energy on that job site. So sit down as much as you can. So if you're working on something on the wall, just sit down and do it. Don't stand and look lively and look like you're working hard, because everyone will know, wow, this guy's a savvy vet. He knows how to conserve energy here on the job site.
And don't be afraid to cry either. Emotions are strong.
Talk about your feelings a lot.
Yeah.
Talk about your feelings. And if someone does happen to insult you, but you should have made friends with everyone by now, so hopefully that doesn't happen. Someone does insult you, make sure you report that quickly to HR, because you can't have that on the job site.
Well, and more than likely you don't have HR. So immediately your first day, recommend to the boss that they get HR.
Mm-hmm. Also, you got to make sure that you locate a safe space, you know? Yeah. If things get starting a little crazy in the hole, if you're working concrete, just be like, guys, I need a fiver to just go calm down in my safe space.
Sit in the potty.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure he's stretching ahead of time and that everyone else can see it, because they know that they should stretch, take care of their bodies.
Yeah, it's a lead by example type of environment.
Yep. And I think the last piece of advice I would say is, most job sites, the boss just buys the new guy lunch on his first day. So get ahead of it. Just go tell the boss what your order is for lunch that day. First thing when you show up, he'll really appreciate the initiative.
Good and proactive.
It's all great advice.
But in reality, we did have a guy who would try and sit and do everything at a job site. And so he got the nickname Lawn Chair.
That's a great nickname.
That is a good one.
And you walk around the corner and he would be working on something just sitting on the ground. And you're like,
crisscross applesauce.
Yeah. It's like, what are you doing?
Got bad shoes.
So, great advice.
See more butts. Fornicate, assassinate, elope. Jimmy John's, Subway, Jersey Mike's.
This is so easy.
All right, I'm going to marry Jimmy John's.
Never mind.
I'm going to fuck Jersey Mike's, and I'm going to absolutely murder Subway.
I'm going to murder Subway, bury it 10 feet underground, and piss all over the grave.
I'll murder Subway as well. That's a shoe in for all of us.
I'm marrying Jersey Mike's and fucking Jimmy John's.
So I went through a Jersey Mike's phase for a little bit. I kind of not get sick of it, but you're like, all right, I just don't need that much oil on my sandwich.
You don't
today.
Have to get the oil on
I know, but then why are you going to Jersey Mike's?
Jersey now? Mike's hot subs are great.
Why are you going to Jersey Mike's if you ain't getting it Mike's way?
Yeah.
Because I get the hot subs. And
hot
putting,
subs are very good.
Yeah, putting oil
I do
on
get
hot
Mike's
sub.
Way on a hot sub.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I never do. I always get like the big kahuna. I think it's like steak and cheese, and then there's a chicken version. I'm not putting oil on a chicken.
I'll put oil on anything. But Subway or Jimmy John's, I just really, really love their bread. Mm.
Their bread is fuego.
Is Herbert's and Gerbert's a big chain, or is that just us?
You talking herbs and gerbs?
I'm talking herbs and gerbs.
I don't know. Are they even still in biz?
I think so.
For business.
I think they just closed a location down 25th.
Yeah.
They did the guts, though. They put the guts
in
the
sandwich. I was a big fan of
the...
They had the best soup.
Yeah.
Soup was very good.
I love going to a sandwich shop and soup.
They cut out the guts of the bread, and then you dip the bread in the soup. It was great.
Solid move, Tyler.
Busting your balls, Tyler.
You're very principled on restaurants. Like, you go to Pizza Ranch just for the pizza, not for the chicken.
Yeah, I am. I'm very principled.
Yeah, Jersey Mike's to get Mike's way.
Yeah,
I keep it true.
Mike's way or the highway.
Like, why else are you going there?
Yeah.
You know?
So did you finish yours?
What did you marry?
I married Jersey Mike's and fuck Jimmy John's.
I'll fuck Jersey Mike's and marry Jimmy John's.
You're gonna fuck Mike?
Fuck Mike and marry John?
Marry John.
What about Jimmy?
Jimmy John.
Yeah, but you can't just leave Jimmy hanging if you're fucking John.
Well, Jimmy's his nickname.
Okay.
I also, you know, have a little thing for Jimmy John's because Mr. Jimmy John himself sent me a signed photo of himself.
I remember that, actually.
We got that somewhere.
Somewhere, yeah. Adrian Peterson wouldn't even sign a photo.
That's
true.
This shows
he wouldn't.
Yeah, and fucking Jimmy wouldn't make me put my email in just to get a photo with him.
Yeah.
AP's just trying to keep the price of his
What if AP's just trying to collect emails for like a mailing list?
His next Triller boxing match.
He's like, type in your credit card and social security number here to win a signed Adrian Peterson jersey.
Oh, that's easy. Here's my social.
Yeah,
he learned it from Brett Favre when he was on the team.
Yeah.
Collusion.
Yeah.
Adrian Peterson was awakened when Brett Favre came and taught him all of his financial schemes.
Yeah, building so many volleyball courts now.
Yeah. Really giving back.
Yeah, when companies ask me for like a junk email, I always just put Ryan's email.
Guys, that was a fun little snippet from our Patreon episode last week. You can find all of our Patreon episodes at patreon.com/youbetcharadio.